Test 5. You will hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There'll be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you'll have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you'll be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a woman complaining about an item she has bought. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Not long, madam. Can I first take your name?
Yes, it's Susan York, Y-O-R-K-E. The woman gives her name, so Susan York has been written next to name on the form. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Smart Electricals, Mike speaking. How may I help you today?
Good morning. I'm calling to complain about an item I recently purchased from your company. I'm not happy with it.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll take you through the company's complaints procedure. I'll need to retrieve your files from our records so that we can discuss the problem properly and find a solution. I'll need to take some details from you first. Is that okay?
Okay, but I don't have a lot of time. Will it take long?
Not long, madam. Can I first take your name?
Yes, it's Susan York, Y-O-R-K-E.
Okay. Can I have the address, please?
Yes, it's flat 1, 25 Alpine Avenue, that's A-L-P-I-N-E Avenue, Harchester. The postcode is HA65LD.
Okay, next. Could you give me your telephone number? Preferably one that we can call you on during normal working hours.
Well, the home one is 01734-525-268. But you're only likely to catch me on that number in the evenings. I usually have my mobile phone with me during the day, though.
It's probably best to take that number, then.
All right. My mobile number is 0781-233-452.
And do you have the order reference number on you, by any chance?
Well, I have the receipt that the camera came with in front of me.
Good.
Which number is it? It's a bit confusing.
It should be the 7-digit number on the top left corner of your invoice.
Let me have a look. I need my glasses. Found it. It's DMX8443.
Thanks. Now, when did you purchase the item?
Well, the camera was delivered last Monday, on the 1st of February. I ordered it online about 2 weeks before that, but I can't remember the exact date.
If you have another look on the invoice receipt, the date should be there.
Oh, yes. Here it is. January the 15th.
Okay. I'll make a note of that. So, the item is a digital camera?
Yes, it's the Aqua PowerShot model, in silver.
Thank you. Did you take out any kind of insurance when you bought it?
Well, no. It was on special offer. I didn't need to pay any extra for the insurance because it came with a special 4-star policy.
Well, it means you're fully covered for at least another 3 years.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Right. What is the problem?
Yes, the first thing is that it came with one memory card in the box when there were supposed to be two.
Oh dear. I'm terribly sorry about that. It must have been an oversight in the packing department. I can do something about that straight away and get one sent out to you.
Well, that's not the only thing. I bought it as a present for my niece because she loves swimming. It said on the website that it was waterproof, but when she took it on holiday and tried to use it underwater, it got ruined because water got into the lens. You can imagine how disappointed my niece was.
I certainly can. Were those the only problems?
No, there was one other thing. It came with a case to protect it. When I opened the box to take the case out, I saw that it had a big scratch on it.
We're really sorry about that. I can offer to have the camera repaired for you. In the event that it can't be repaired, we'll send you a replacement.
I don't think so. Seeing as it was faulty in the first place, I wouldn't want another one. I think I'd rather have my money back. Can I get a refund?
Yes, of course. If you send it back to customer services, I'll make sure it's dealt with.
Thank you very much. That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.